Ladies and gentlemen, this is our final boarding call and the doors will be closing soon. Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily. Thank you.
Everybody, and welcome to our new episode of Disney Plus Take 4 for December 2021. And I'm here with my good friend Patrick Wheeler today. We are kind of running on a skeleton crew because of the holidays and Steve and I getting back from Destination D23. He's kind of tired, so he's taking the night off. So, Patrick, how are you today?
Hey, Rick, I'm fantastic. Yeah, it looked like you guys had a great time. I can definitely see why Steve's a little tuckered out tonight.
Yeah. The only reason I'm making it is because I'm slightly younger than he is.
But you got a little less rebound time from being tired. I hear it.
Yeah, I'm used to it. You know, such is the life I live.
I completely understand.
But, yeah, so December doesn't appear to be quite as big a month as November was, you know, coming off of Disney Plus Day and all that entailed. So let's just go ahead and get into it and start with Wednesday, December 1st.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, like you said, we don't really have much going on, but on December 1st, we have a new episode of Disney Insider coming out. It's going to be episode 111, and it is called Alice Through the Years, Creative Directing, Dancing with the Stars, Princess Provisions. So it's going to kind of see how the Disney princess has inspired the new treats at the Walt Disney World Resort. So that should be kind of cool to watch as you go through. Hawkeye episode 103 is out. And I'll tell you, I haven't started this yet. I'm looking forward to being able to sit down and actually watch the Hawkeye episodes as they can roll out. Definitely something I've been looking forward to.
Yeah, they don't come out till tomorrow. That's true.
So if you're, yes, but by the time this comes out, they will be on.
Yes.
And then Thursday, December 2nd, this is the, you know, me and you were talking about this, Rick. This is something that I'm excited about. So if you are interested in, like, mob era 1960s, on Hulu, The Godfather of Harlem, complete season one, is going to be debuted on there. And this was kind of, I think it was produced or directed by Walt Disney, if I'm correct.
Yes, it was produced by Walt Disney Television.
Yes, so it was produced by Walt Disney Television. And I think one of the exciting things about this is I'm a big Forrest Whitaker fan, and he plays the lead role in this. So, if any of the listeners are into, you know, the mob or the mafia and 1960s era, definitely something for you to check out from a civil rights and American history time frame. Friday, December 3rd, Christmas Again is out. This is going to be so hoping to get back to things the way they were before her father's new girlfriend and her son entered the scene. She's makes a wish to a mall Santa, and this is the lead character. It says, however, her Christmas wishes go awry as she finds herself living the same day over and over again, and stuck in this endless loop. She must learn to love her new blended family and learn the true meaning of Christmas. So it sounds kind of like a take maybe on Scrooged and Groundhog Day as you're talking about this. So
yeah, I don't know. Have you ever seen Once Upon a Christmas with?
It has been a long time.
It's a 3-part show. It's a cartoon, of course, and one of them involves Goofy and Max and Santa Claus. And then there's Mickey and Minnie kind of doing a retelling of O. Henry's The Gift of the Magi.
Yes.
And then there's one with Donald and Huey, Dewey, and Louie where they wish every day was Christmas.
Yes, I remember that episode.
And this reminds me a lot of that. So,
yeah, definitely the look forward to then. I think that was one of the kids' favorite episodes when we first got Disney Plus. So definitely know what you're talking about with that one. So that should be kind of exciting to see. And then as we continue on through Friday the 3rd, Disney Holiday Magic Quest is out. Edward Scissorhands is coming to Disney Plus. Ice Age Continental Drift. And then what we were just talking about, Mickey and Minnie Wish Upon a Christmas. Million Dollar Arm and Mr. Popper's Penguins. I'm a big fan of that one. We watched that one quite a bit throughout the year. Gotta love Jim Carrey in that role as well. And then the premiere of Diary of a Wimpy Kid. So this is the first book in Jeff Kinney's worldwide best-selling series, and it's going to come to Disney Plus in an all-new animated adventure. So it's about, you know, Greg Heffley is in it. Ethan William Childress as Raleigh Jefferson, and then a couple other characters. So this will be streaming exclusively on Disney Plus on December 3rd. And then The Rescue. So this is a premiere as well. And this is going to chronicle the Against All Odds story that's transfixed our world since 2018. So it's going to be about the daring rescue of 12 boys and their coach from deep inside a flooded cave in northern Thailand. So I think this is, if you followed the story back a couple years ago about those kids in the cave over there and everything that kind of went into the rescuing of them, the divers that they brought in, the different Marines and military personnel from around the world, I think this is going to be a very interesting premiere for this, Rick.
Yeah, I remember watching along with everybody else about that rescue and you know, there were several times where I thought the worst would happen. So it would be interesting to watch a dramatization of that and see, you know, kind of what it was like for the kids and the coach inside the cave. Now, Steve and I just got back from Destination D23, and it just so happens that Jeff Kinney, the author of Diary of a Wimpy Kid, was there on one of the panels.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed a preview of the Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie. And, you know, when I first heard about this, I was like, how can you improve on the movie that's already been out? Because it was a fantastic movie. My kids loved it. But this appears to be very well done and, you know, humorous in its own way. So I'm kind of looking forward to this and to watching this with my younger kids now.
Yeah, same. And I'm definitely looking forward to sit down with Lydia and watch this one. We've watched the movie, like you said, and definitely interesting. So I'll be curious to see Disney's take on this.
Yeah. And he also mentioned where they were talking about recording on Zoom. That was a big theme during Destination D23, where they were talking about, you know, the different movies and productions and stuff and how much of it was actually done on Zoom calls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Encanto, the movie was all recorded on Zoom. So, I mean, it just really blows my mind that they were able to do something and get the quality of sound from that. But he mentioned they were doing a Zoom call and it was for the second movie. So it seems to me that they've already done the second movie.
That's cool.
We'll just have to wait and see for that.
Yeah. Like, I think it's amazing, you know, what the pandemic did, you know, for technology and how we're able to use it in a way we never even would have thought of before. So that's definitely exciting and a cool tidbit of information for our listeners.
Yeah. So Wednesday, December 8th, we have the Chicken Squad season 1, 4 episodes. Gabby Duran in The Unsittables, Season 2, 11 episodes. Life Below Zero, Northern Territory, Season 1, which is a Nat Geo show. Muppet Babies, Season 3, 4 episodes. Spidey and His Amazing Friends, Season 1, 4 episodes, which is a Spider-Man on Disney Junior. And Wicked Tuna, Outer Banks, Season 8, 10 episodes. Then there is a premiere. It's called Welcome to Earth. It's a Disney Plus original series from National Geographic. We saw a preview of this as well. And it follows Will Smith, actually, on an extraordinary once-of-a-lifetime adventure around the world to explore Earth's greatest wonders and reveal its most hidden secrets. So he goes from volcanoes that roar in silence to deserts that move beyond our perception to animal swarms with minds of their own. And normally that's something that I probably wouldn't watch, but the clip that they showed us, they actually go to the bottom of the ocean, you know, where wow. It's pitch black. And it's really interesting what they do down there.
So that was going to be my question. So since you got kind of a sneak peek, so that's more of not just Will Smith isn't just like kind of narrating or maybe hosting. He's actually fully engulfed in the experience.
Yes. He's actually involved in it. And it looks really interesting. And I think that is something that I'm actually going to try to watch and try to get my family to watch with me. Because Will Smith is such an enthusiastic person anyways.
Yes.
It really comes through with his interactions with what he's doing.
Nice.
Then Disney Insider, episode 112, Star Wars action figures, a Beauty and the Beast anniversary, Disney on Ice. And so they go to Hasbro's global headquarters to see how they come together to create the latest Star Wars, the Black Series action figures, inspired by the Book of Boba Fett. And then they talk with Paige O'Hara. She takes them to the Disney Vault to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the film's release. And we meet the families who bring the magic and brilliance of Disney on Ice to a city near you. And then Hawkeye, episode 104. And then Friday, December 10th, is the release of Tron Legacy on Disney Plus.
Awesome. So that sounds like that'll be a good day, and good kind of couple days on those rollouts.
Yeah.
So day December 15th, we have Disney's Magic Bake Off Season 1, and that's going to be 4 episodes. Season 3 of Gigantosaurus is coming out, and then Season 17 of Life Below Zero. Just amazes me how many seasons keep coming out with this show. I kind of stopped watching early on, but I might have to get back into it and catch up on it. Season 8, Science of Stupid, is coming out. And then if you're a foodie like me, this next one seems really, really cool and kind of intriguing. So it's called Foodtastic. All episodes will be streaming from Season 1. So it is City Cakes founder, Chef Benny Rivera, serves as food art experts on the series. So it is people taking food and making it into kind of artworks. And it's where they get the term foodtastic from there. So being able to take food, turn it into artwork, that's kind of a thing in and of itself. If you're a baker or a chef anyway, you're kind of putting your twist on it. So I'm real excited to see that. And then Hawkeye, episode 105, will be out as well.
Yeah, we saw a clip of Foodtastic as well.
Uh-huh.
And the food and sculptures that they make out of food is totally amazing. That's another one that I probably would have skipped until I saw the trailer for it.
Oh, no. I'm a big fan of all those shows, like Carlos's Bakery and everything. Yeah. So, you know, anything to do with food and You know, the type of extravagant artwork and scenery that you can do with it definitely draws me in. So looking forward to that coming out. Friday, December 17th, Home Alone 4, Home Alone The Holiday Heist, and then Arendelle Castle Yule Log Cut Paper Edition is premiering. So you're going to kind of get a visual development from Frozen and Frozen 2, from this warm and inviting hearthside scenes that will be set to make a festive holiday mood for you. And it's going to be stylized cutout paper flames combined with imaginative visual effects, including a touch of snow that may or may not be provided by Elsa. We're going to have all your friends with silhouetted images. So the whole gang's going to be there with Anna, Elsa, Olaf, Kristoff, and Sven. So a great way to add a little fun to your family for the holiday season during that time.
I wonder if they're going to have like music or if it's just going to be ambient sounds from fires.
I don't know.
I kind of like flipping those on occasionally during the holiday season, just when, you know, kind of need a break from all the simulation of the holidays.
Yeah, just kick back, relax, and like kind of check out for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll definitely check that one out.
There. Yeah, absolutely. Throw a little music on there. And with some of those scenes, I think it'd be a great way to just kind of relax from your day.
Yeah. All right. So Wednesday, December 22nd, we have Minnie's Bowtoons Party Palace Pals, season 1, 5 episodes. And then episode 106 of Hawkeye, which is the season finale. So I don't know if that truly indicates that there will be a season 2. It does indicate that it is a shorter series than what we may be used to with WandaVision and Loki and Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I don't remember how many episodes. I know WandaVision was 9 episodes, so it does seem rather short, but from what I've seen, it looks like it's going to be rather good. Friday, December 24th, which is Christmas Eve, we have Encanto, the new movie that comes out tomorrow. Well, actually, it comes out today, November 23rd, from Disney Animation Studios, and it is the 60th full-length feature film that they're releasing. King Tut and Collar and the Lost Tombs of the Pyramids. Wednesday, December 29th is TOTS Season 3, which is a Disney Junior show. And then on the 29th is the premiere of The Book of Boba Fett, a thrilling Star Wars adventure tease and a surprise end credit sequence following Season 2 finale of The Mandalorian. It finds Boba Fett and Fennec Shand navigating the galaxy's underworld when they return to the sands of Tatooine to stake their claim on the territory once ruled by Jabba the Hutt and his crime syndicate. And then Friday, December 1st is 80s Top 10. So, I don't know. Did you watch The Mandalorian?
Watch The Mandalorian. I have not made it through season 2 yet, so I feel like I may need to just go back and watch both seasons before I jump into the Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah, I am really excited about that. I love The Mandalorian. I'm a Star Wars fan, but I'm not a huge super Star Wars fan. The Mandalorian, both seasons were really good. Of course, the last episode of season 2 had a big surprise. I don't know if you've heard it, but I'm not going to say what it is. And then, like I've just mentioned, it had the surprise end credit scene, which finds Boba Fett sitting on the throne of Jabba the Hutt on Tatooine. Ooh, so they're getting this one in, you know, right at the end of the year to get it in 2021. And it's notable that Fennec Shand is played by Ming-Na Wen, who you may recognize as the voice of Mulan.
Mm-hmm.
And also, she was on Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
So yeah. She's a true Disney legend, and she's got a trifecta. The only thing that she hasn't been in is Pixar.
Well, maybe they'll have to get her on board for that one sometime soon. But yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm a Star Wars fan, but I'm not like a fanatic. So there are definitely some other details that I miss and don't know. So I'm looking forward to this coming out. So like I said, I'll have to catch up. But I think the one that I'm really most excited for is Encanto. I think Disney's done a fantastic job, especially through the pandemic with their releases like that, and Luca and some other movies. So looking forward to get the family together and be able to see that in theaters.
Yeah, it actually comes out. It came out in theaters today.
Yep.
And then it's got a short 1 month run before it goes on Disney Plus. And I saw it on Friday last week as part of the Destination D23. And it was a really good movie. And then one of the panels that we watched was the magical music of Encanto. And it reminded me of like one of the DVD special features that they, you know, have on the DVD releases back in the day. You know, the making of the music, the writing of the music, the performance of it, what it means to the movie. And I really hope that they at least take some of the stuff that they showed us during that panel and put that out as bonus material for people to see, because it really increased my love for the movie.
Yeah, I love when Disney does stuff like that. You know, I think it adds, you know, the complexity that you see, what goes in behind the scenes, gives you a greater love for it, a new perspective for the movie as well, you know, a better respect for it. So I'm a big fan when Disney does that. So that sounds exciting, and that'd be cool if they did that.
Yes, and they also streamed the first two episodes of Hawkeye for us, you know, a few days early.
How was that?
It was really good.
Without giving any spoilers. Yes.
No, we're not. We were told not to give out any spoilers before it's released. Of course, you know, it stars Jeremy Renner's Hawkeye and Haley Steinfeld as Kate Bishop. And the two episodes that I saw were full of action.
So the hype is real.
Yes. Okay. And I have a daughter who's going to be 12 in a couple weeks. I know you have a 12-year-old daughter. And I think that they are going to love the character of Kate Bishop, played by Haley Steinfeld. She really does a good job, in my opinion, of bringing that awkward, kind of naive aspect to the character, you know, being a younger person. So
interesting.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to watch that this weekend with Emma.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll have to watch that with Lindsay. She's a big Marvel and Black Widow fanatic, so we'll she's been waiting on Hawkeye as well, so we'll have to watch that together.
Yeah, you'll have to let me know what she thinks. So, have you watched anything good in the month of November on Disney Plus?
So, man, I was going to ask you the same thing because we kind of hadn't talked about that yet. So, I have watched. I think I even texted you this. I've watched Home Sweet Home Alone more times than I care to admit.
So how was that?
You know, it was, it's tacky. It's funny. It's, you know, they brought in, I can't think of the actress that plays the mom right offhand, off the top of my head, but she's from The Office. So they brought in some comedians to play the roles. And you could, it's dumb, it's funny, and it's just enough to get the kids drawn in. So, you know, I kind of felt like it was, how can we take all four Home Alones and kind of put it together to make a for Disney kind of special. And I think that's kind of what they did. So I could definitely, as I'm watching it, see some things from each of the movies that they were throwing in there. But I thought it was good. Like I said, I've obviously watched it more times than I said I care to admit. So it was kind of my it was my go-to for last month. But, you know, we've been watching, you know, the Santa Claus, Jingle All the Way, kind of getting into the festive mood and catching up on some of those. I started Frank and Ollie the other night, but haven't gotten to finish it yet. So another documentary that I'm looking forward to finishing. How about you?
Well, I have not seen Home Sweet Home Alone. I also haven't seen Home Alone 3 or 4, but of course 1 and 2 were a big part of my childhood. I saw it the day before Thanksgiving, when it came out in theaters with my cousins, and we were in the front row, all the way up front with our heads up, you know, bending backwards to watch it. And awesome. You know, we were just dropped off. I would have been, I don't know, 11, 12, something like that, I think. And it was just such a fun, incredible movie. So, you know, 3 and 4 just didn't interest me because they were a different kid. But based on your recommendation, I'll probably check this one out with the kids. I think they may have watched it already, but I'm not sure. And, you know, of course, Jungle Cruise and Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings have come out. I saw both of those in the theaters, and they were both really good.
So we have not had Shang-Chi yet. We haven't had time as a family to really sit down and watch it. So that is on the must-do list for us as well.
I don't know what you're doing Friday, but, you know, maybe I can get you an invite over to our house to watch it. I watched a Chow Alberto short based on Luca. How was that? It was cute. And Olaf Presents.
Those were fantastic.
Hilarious.
What was your favorite one?
All of them, but the smolder from Rapunzel just killed me.
From Tangled. Amber was watching them when we were on our way on the drive home from Disney, and I was cracking up the entire time.
Yeah. I really hope that they do more of those. And like I said, I've already seen the first two episodes of Hawkeye. Yeah, that counts as watching something in November, and it's pretty awesome. But yeah, I mean, oh, the Simpsons Plusiversary episode. Have you seen that?
I have not.
It is hilarious.
I will have to check it out.
They do an episode of the Plusiversary, and it has Disney characters. It has, you know, Goofy, Donald Duck, Elsa, so many. You have to watch it. It is so funny, and I cannot believe that they allowed the Simpsons to do some of the things with the Disney characters that they did with them in that cartoon.
Interesting. Definitely have to watch it now.
You have to watch it as soon as we get off this call. That, I mean, it was hilarious. So
we'll definitely check it out. Absolutely. Used to love this. It's been a minute since I've watched an episode, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm old enough to remember the Simpsons Christmas special coming out in 1989. And then in January, actually becoming a TV show. So,
okay. Yeah. I don't remember that. I was still still a little toddler at that time.
Yeah. I mean, I was the target audience. I was a 13-year-old boy. So, and then, you know, of course, you know, December, you know, I'm hoping to go take the kids to the theater to see Encanto, but. If not, then, you know, we have the chance to watch it again on Disney Plus very soon.
Right.
And the new, you know, Foodtastic, the rest of Hawkeye, and Welcome to Earth, the Will Smith show. I'm all very excited for those.
Yeah, like there's not a whole lot, but what is coming out is a really good lineup.
Yeah. And if anybody wants to see a list of all the stuff, they can check out our website, monorailtales.com, because Sheila puts up a post that has all of this written out, and they can find out anything about us on Monorail Tales, get links to our social media, join our group on Facebook, and you know, be sure if you have any DVC needs to check out our sponsor, dvcshop.com. And I was talking to Bea today, and she said that the news that Disney has paused the annual pass sales for now highlights the fact that resale is the best value, because you cannot depend on the perks of a direct contract. So if you're considering DVC, you know, check out DVC Shop and get a hold of B on Facebook.
Yeah, there's some really good deals out there on there right now.
Yeah. So that's all I have. And thanks for joining me tonight, Patrick. And yeah,
thanks for having me as always.
Have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.